Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Eddie Gross, Joe Ostrowski, and Aaron Hawksworth here with you for Lightning Bets, our favorite plays for today. During the break, we were talking about NFL season-long plays and expectations that we can work with here in early June. And yes, now is the time to be looking at that stuff and then ultimately figuring out where to place our bets. So this is the pilgrimage that we will ultimately have for ourselves between now and, say, the end of August. One thing that we did not talk about, actually two things. I'll get to golf in just a bit, but first, just saw this tweet from Jack. As we mentioned before, the air quality in Canada leaves much to be desired. Could very well impact baseball. Maybe it won't, but certainly if you've been watching some games out on the East Coast, you've seen that horrible, dirty air.
Had to.
The New York Yankees out in the Bronx, that could be in a
and I just got like hey
certain Major League Baseball games will be played or if there will be delays or And yes, there aren't a whole lot of high-profile names competing in this. And it's being played at a golf course that doesn't normally host the Canadian Open. So it's hard to find stats pertaining to course fit and things like that. But what we do know is that this is a shorter course, but it will involve golfers laying up a good bit. So, Joe, when you're looking at, say, the Canadian Open, anything stand out to you as far as guys who may have to lay up a little bit more and stats off the tee may not matter as much?
See, I was honestly, my handicap in this one is just looking at all the noise that's going on and how it's going to impact players that may not be prepared to play golf. And everywhere you look, if in the Rory matchups, Hatton is the guy, which makes perfect sense. And if you look at his current form, his history, some are comparing this course to Wells Fargo this year, Quail Hollow, and he finished third there. So I like Hatton at plus money, plus 115 at most spots going up against Rory. And something you suggested, Ed, if we do take a look at Miss the Cut, the best number you're going to find on any golfer is what? Of course, the favorite of the tournament, and it's Rory. The guy that's in the middle of everything going on right now. Oh, by the way, the tournament starts tomorrow. He's 6-1 to miss the cut. I think you could make worse bets.
Rory. Hashtag narrative. I don't know the history. Does he play well when he's angry? What is there a comp here? I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah. Go ahead.
He didn't play well when, say, like he has home course advantage. That we do know.
Fact. Yeah, but I do like that Hatton plus 115 for sure. Let me throw out some baseball too. I got some baseball. We didn't even get to it today. We had so much news and stuff.
Jordan Lyles Day.
Yeah. We got Lyles. We got Lynn. We've got to get some of these plays out there. I like the Mariners. They're at even money. at San Diego, and at Waka, whose terrible history against these Mariners hitters, a number of them, Hernandez, France, Crawford, Pollock, Suarez. I'm going to back Kirby and Seattle, plus 100, full game there. And NBA, Nuggets, first half, -1.5. It does not agree, but we shall see. I'm going with the Nuggets there with the strong start. And I'm fading Butler. I'm going under 25.5 points for Butler. More, they want to use his defense more, and the offense has hurt a little bit. We'll see. First game back home. Maybe he balls out. I'm going under 25.5 on Butler. That number's still too high, and you already know what it is. You know Duncan Robinson over 1.5 made threes. Going back home. He's going to hit two of them. Let's go. Those are my bets. That's all I got. League that we talk about again and again about.
All right, Mariners at Padres. I looked at that one, Joe, and it feels like a pitcher's duel, Kirby versus Waka Flocka Flame. So I decided to stay away from that one. But I do love me some Jordan Lyles Day, the least profitable pitcher in all of baseball. 0-9 with a 6.89 ERA. Does he get his first win today? I hope not. But I will be on Marlins first five run line, -118. And then in the NBA, I actually have a date tonight. So the last time I went on a date and I had a bunch of bets and was watching a game during the date, it didn't end well for the dude because I had a bad betting night and I assumed the guy was bad luck. So I'm only going to have one bet tonight. That's Jamal Murray to get a double-double. We talked about it earlier in the show. He has a double-double in each of the first two games in the final so far. And it's almost 4-1, +370. So Jamal Murray, double-double.
I know you don't think happening we're just going to move along. Yeah, exactly. Will you be able to watch
the game? He actually texted during the show, do you want to go to Georgetown? Do you want to go do something casual so you can watch the game? So we haven't solidified that yet.
I also love that Aaron implied that only having one bet, and if it loses, she's not going to think this guy is bad luck. It's going to be the same thing.
Yeah. So what does that mean? later in the night.
Murray better get a double-double for this guy.
What if he shows up Fu Manchu?
He won't.
What's the reaction? But what's the reaction?
I will love it. I love it on Jake. I think it's a good bit.
You'd go out and with him still?
Of course. Yes.
Just ask it.
It's not a deal breaker.
Not a deal breaker.
Okay. Fair enough. I do miss Georgetown. It's a great area. Tons of fun stuff.
It is.
There. Yeah, really is. For my two golf bets, Tyrrell Hatton, top 10 at +110. Maybe less distracted than Rory, but to me, the approach game is what's going to win the Canadian Open, and few have it better than Hatton, at least, who's going to be out there in the field. So, Tyrrell Hatton, top 10. Shane Lowry, top 20 at -120. I don't know who's feeding these unconscious thoughts to me, but Shane Lowry, top 20. I think, course fit, all that fun stuff, that works for me. In the NBA, Max Strus over 2.5 three-pointers at +135. I do think there's value in him winning the three-point contest, so to speak, in the NBA Finals. And I think it starts tonight. So over 2.5 three-pointers for him. And predictable, I know. But Shohei Ohtani over 1.5 bases at -105. Jameson Taillon on the bump for the Cubs. And so I think Ohtani will feast, Paul.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Are you going to keep betting with Otani when he's in the NL? I'm just wondering if you're going to keep making these bets once he lands on a new team in a new league. When he's at the Mets.
Joe, can you tell Paul I'm not talking to him anymore?
That's fair. I will golf bets. So I'll go with Thigala, 28-1. He's one of my guys. But kind of what Ed was saying, though, off the tee not mattering as much.
On brand.
That definitely plays to him. And you know who's a guy who
He's a guy.
O'Brien Hayes.
Who just loves golf. Guy who just loves golf. But, like, seriously.
Ufanga?
Ufanga. Hayes.
Fowler.
Anyone from the DJ Chark? Matthew Fitzpatrick is just
another
like
one.
That ultimate golf guy.
What does that mean?
No, what he's got all the numbers mean? To back it up.
He's got
well,
that
did you
dog
watch
in
full
him?
Swing? Like, literally, charts like every golf. Shot he has ever taken. And if there's anyone that's going to put all this BS aside for the weekend and lock in on
Focus.
Golf or channel that energy into his golf game, I think it would be a guy like Fitz. Again, this is partly influenced by watching Full Swing and just seeing like how meticulous he is. And he's just like super locked in, like the most serious kind of golf. He's a guy. He's a guy who likes golf.
A little notebook. Remember his notebooks? That he keeps.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This golfer really likes golf. I think I'm with
him. He's a guy.
Guy that likes golf. No, I do. But we talked about
that. My favorite handicap is he's a guy.
He's a guy. Jacob Stallings. R.I.P.
Yeah, right.
What else do you got? West Virginia? Basketball? They playing tonight.
I don't know. Things are a little uneven with Huggy down there. Things are a little uneven. Uneasy.
What you got, Handlebar Hassan?
Maybe.
Yeah, right. What you got, Handlebar Hassan?
I also like the Mariners a lot. Give me George Kirby as an underdog versus Waka in this Mariners lineup that has good history against him. Just as a matter of principle, I'm going to play the Tigers. I don't think Zach Wheeler should be minus 260 on the money line. He has not been great for the Phillies, and they hardly win his starts this year. So I'll take a shot with the Tigers, speaking of on brand. I'm also going to raise team total over 4.5. Pablo Lopez over his last couple starts, 6.95 ERA. Not great. Oh, by the way, that trade's really working out. Luis Arraez hitting over 400 in Miami. Over 4.5 for the Nats team total as well. Zach Davies stinks, and the Nats offense has actually been good. They're top 10 in weighted runs created plus over the last couple weeks. I mentioned earlier a guy
Corbin.
That I want to back today. Yeah,
back
but
to Corbin.
Corbin's actually been okay, and I'm scared of the game total,
no,
so I'm just taking the Nats team total. Yeah. I don't know what
I've
to do with that guy.
Backing him. Yeah.
Marcus Semien, two plus hits tonight at plus 195. He's having an awesome year, plus 304. 1-for-3 with a homer in his career against Flaherty as well. And the Cardinals are just, I want to fade them any which way. And the just for funsies home run play of the day, Elly De La Cruz, 5-1, a price that we can get behind against Syndergaard in that ballpark. Absolutely.
You know, it's entirely possible that Luis Arraez could hit 400 and not win the MVP. There is a path
for
that
to happen. I mean, it's bananas. He has to hit like 4-0 something to go the rest of the way, but yeah. That trade's working.
By the way, you do look like you could be related to Burt Reynolds. I just pulled up some pictures.
Thanks, Aaron.
Two plus what?
Thanks for watching and listening to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. For those listening, next up is Jim Rohn. For those watching on Twitch and YouTube, stay tuned for the Daily Tip. Have a great day, everyone.